Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. The Boston Red Sox open the second half of the 2019 season at home tonight at Fenway as they open a three-game homestand with the LA Dodgers. So far, things haven't gone smoothly this year for the defending world champs. They're currently on the outside looking in at the American League playoff picture and have struggled to match their franchise record performance from a season ago. The Red Sox have a little less than 3 months to right the ship before the playoffs begin. Alex Speer covers the Red Sox for the Boston Globe and joins us now to talk about the state of the team. Alex, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So the Sox are currently in third place in the AL East, 9 games behind the Yankees, 2 games out of the last wild card spot. Are you surprised by this?
Yes, there was some drop-off that was expected. Last year was a magical year. All of the pieces fit together perfectly for them in a way that rarely occurs in a baseball context, but the pendulum has swung in a more extreme fashion than expected. So the fact that they're scrambling a bit at this point, yes, that counts as a surprise.
Is some of this burnout from last year's World Series run?
I do think that there's a pattern in which World Series winners who have that kind of perfect season struggle to recapture that magic through the first half of the following season. The Cubs did so after they won the World Series in 2016. The Astros and the Dodgers were a little bit listless through the first half of last year. But even so, I think that this has exceeded the expectations of what might be normal.
I want to talk about what's wrong with the team, and let's start with the pitching. Chris Sale, the starter who should be the Red Sox ace, is arguably having the worst season of his career after being one of baseball's best last year. What's going on with him?
He's not that far off from being quite good, but in critical situations, his ability to execute has not been as consistent as it typically has been in the past. So there's some indications that maybe there's a decline in his arm strength, which happens sometimes as pitchers enter into their 30s. But there are also indications that some of that is coming back, and the Red Sox are hopeful for better moving forward this year.
Let me ask about the bullpen, which has struggled a lot to hold leads this year. The team really hasn't found a permanent closer after choosing not to re-sign Craig Kimbrell. In hindsight, was that a mistake?
I don't know that specifically not re-signing Kimbrell was a mistake. I do think that there may have been a mistake in not going out and signing any relievers this past offseason when there could have been some relatively inexpensive options. They have some very good relief pitchers, but they've been overworked because there's just a shortage of standout arms that are in the Red Sox bullpen.
All right, behind the plate, not all bad, as third baseman Rafael Devers is having a great season, and the Sox had 3 players make the All-Star team: Xander Bogaerts, J.D. Martinez, and the reigning AL MVP Mookie Betts.
The problem for them is not offense, although the timing and sequencing of hits hasn't been as perfect as it was a year ago. So their offense has been slightly less efficient this year than it was last year, but still the talent base that they have is exceptional. They're either leading the major leagues or close to the major league lead in runs scored, batting average. That's a championship caliber lineup.
Well, the Red Sox certainly don't start the second half of the season with an easy series. The Dodgers are coming in. They have the best record in baseball at the start of the second half of the season. Do you see the Red Sox making the playoffs this time around?
What we saw last year wasn't a mirage. It might have been an exaggeration of their talent base, but it was a reflection of it nonetheless. And so I still see the Red Sox having more talent than the other teams that they're competing with in the wild card race. I don't think that they're going to beat the Yankees, but it would still surprise me if the Red Sox missed the playoffs at this point.
Alex Speer, Red Sox beat reporter for the Boston Globe, thank you so very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks so much, Bob.